BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here is Scott Mills' daily podcast for Tuesday. I am Radio 1's most antisocial DJ. That's official. As I embark on my new fish diet.
Oh, the worst. Just got over that. I don't even think we have got over it. What's happened here in the studio currently is that you sort of just get used to the bad smell, don't you?
All right.
I'll no, like anything the, like that. You I'll, just sort of like...
I'll come it, off the fish.
Oh, it's the worst. Never again, please.
As Ariana Grande becomes the most followed woman in the world on Instagram, we ask which of our listeners has the least followers. More cock nominations and funny business is back with more hilarious company names. And our listener Nicole meets her absolute favourite celebrity, the legend, Eamon Holmes.
Scott Mills.
It's going to be great today.
Well, you say that, stinks of fish in here. You're on
Sorry.
The fish, aren't you?
I'm back on the fish.
What makes you think that's acceptable in the modern world? In an office?
I know it's really antisocial, but I've got to do it. It really stinks, doesn't it?
I don't think it is acceptable. There's certain rules that everyone listening in offices right now will abide by. And you don't want to be that person that's the fish eater. Not like this. Not on this level, mate.
Oh, so it's all right when you and Maya Jama were like... ordering all sorts of takeaway.
Yeah, we order all sorts of takeaway, but that was nice smelling stuff. This is horrible what's going on. Anyway,
all right.
Apart from that, this show is going to be amazing today.
Right, so our listener Mary has a spare cockerel that needs naming. So if you have a nomination for someone that deserves that title because they're an idiot or a bad person, let us know. More of your nominations coming up on 81199, that's where we are. And at 3 p.m, this is going to be a moment. You know our listener Nicole from Pontypridd? She's brilliant. You love her. She last week drew up a list of who her ultimate favourite celebrities would be to interview. Number one on that list was Eamon Holmes. Out of anybody in the world, she could have had anybody.
I know, that surprised me as well. Because sort of knowing her and knowing who she follows on social and stuff like that, it seemed like a really odd one to get obsessed by.
But she loves Eamon Holmes. And today, her dream will come true. In the first of our new series, Nicole Meets. She'll be chatting to Eamon Holmes and interviewing Eamon himself at 3 p.m.
Scott Mills.
Tell you what, you lot are so on form at the moment with sending in Innuendo Bingo clips. Straight back at it. Connor, Amy, Jeff... Amanda, Jack, Mark, Niall, Joe, Chloe have all sent some in the last 24 hours. We have another Innuendo Bingo tomorrow with Emily Atack. That'll be at 3 p.m. Today at 3, our listener Nicole will be ready for her big moment. The first time she's spoken to one of her absolute idols. This is what happened last time we spoke to Nicole. In your ideal world, who would you love to chat with?
Eamon Holmes. I just really like him.
You're not going to get a rough ride there either, are you? It'll be a pleasant interview.
Yeah, I really like him. He's so warm and so cosy.
Warm and cosy, Eamon Holmes. We've contacted him and he is well up for it. At the moment, Nicole is preparing her questions for 3 p.m.
This is
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Ariana, now the most followed woman in the world on Instagram. And then there's Becky with 17 on her Monmouth Triathlon Club account. She's trying to get them into the modern world.
It's a bit away, isn't it, that?
Yeah. Then you've got Matt in Highgate, who... hasn't posted anything yet, but is on 16. That's all right if you've not posted anything.
Mm.
But way in the lead at the moment is Rachel in Winchester, who's been on Instagram now for 3 years and has 3 followers. That's for one for each year there. You're in the lead. Congratulations.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. We've already named a snake after one of our listeners. Snakey X's. Do you remember that guy who was dating 2 girls at the same time? And they both started chatting to each other and then kind of teamed up.
That's
Girl
right.
power.
Yeah, 2 girls, 1 snake, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they both went to meet him. He thought he was meeting just one of them in a bar. They both turned up and he did not know what to do. So the snake is named. Now we have, and I welcome your noms on this, a cockerel from our listener Mary. And she is quite prepared if there's someone in your life that's been a bit of an idiot. To name her cockerel after them. Hello, Harriet.
Hi, boys.
I've got a cockerel here that needs naming.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. And who's your nomination?
Jeffrey.
Who's Jeffrey, then?
Jeffrey is my biological father.
Okay.
And Yeah, and he actually had an affair with our next one over, who also was our babysitter.
Oh.
Oh, my word.
All the clichés.
Yeah.
Actually happened in real life.
Actually happened in real life.
Just popping out for sugar.
Well, it's funny you say that. He actually used to go out to snooker. And rather than heading down to the snooker club, he would just take his cue down to the car park at the end of the road.
Classic.
Hide his way back up, and he was probably shooting balls next door.
Sorry, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Shocking.
So the babysitter was looking after who?
Me and my brother.
And your dad.
And also my dad. Yeah, she took good care of all three of us.
Wow.
Okay, well, I think it's clear why you want the cockerel named after him then.
Yeah, bad egg. Rotten egg.
You're amazing.
You're funny. 81199 for your cockerel nominations, please, but that's a great one. Thanks so much, Harriet.
Thank you. Scott
Mills. Okay, still got a cockerel that needs naming. Tony, who are you nominating?
I'm nominating myself, Scott, for my absolute disgrace of what I committed last month when I was in New Zealand with my partner.
Wow, okay, a self-nomination, that's unusual.
Yeah, it is, but I definitely deserve this award. So last month, me, my fiancée and her parents flew to New Zealand to meet family.
Yeah.
Who we've not seen for a very long time, and then from New Zealand to Australia to meet her sister. So within the first few days of being in New Zealand, her sister decided to fly over and surprise us all, which was a great surprise.
Cute.
Emotions was high.
Yeah,
it was very, very nice. So we proceeded then to start drinking, and everyone left. Like, the parents went in early, and then the girl decided to knock it on the head and just left me. So we carried on drinking to the early hours in the morning. I went into my fiancée's sister's bedroom, stripped off naked, climbed into bed with her, and then wet the bed.
Oh no.
What a nightmare.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. It wasn't my finest hour.
What's your girlfriend saying about this? What's your partner saying?
To be fair, they both took it rather well. They're not one to go into like an absolute rage. They're just like emotionally destroyed the next morning with words of like, it's very unattractive, you're a disgrace, stuff like that, really.
I had exactly the same when this happened to me. Do you remember when I...
What?
Yeah, do you remember that I'd gone to a wedding and enjoyed myself at the wedding? And then we went back and stayed at Rhea's parents' house. Mm-hmm. And I got into bed next to her mum, took all my clothes off, got into bed next to her. My only memory of it is waking up and her saying, "What are you doing in the bed? What are you doing?" And like, and obviously him kicking off a bit. I had to be up for work really early the next morning.
So are you sandwiched in between the in-laws?
No, I was on the mum's side.
Sure,
so I was like wrapping my arm around the mum.
Kind of worse. But you didn't wee, did you?
That's where you've beaten me on that. Mm. I wouldn't say that you deserve to be on the cockerel for that, though. I think that was just a bit unlucky.
Well, to be fair, as many people that are disgusted by it, there's the same amount of people thought it was a good effort.
Right.
So I'm a bit confused myself about whether to be happy or not.
That's how I feel. So. It's confusion.
Mm. Okay, well, I appreciate that you've nominated yourself as the disgrace that you are. So thank you very much for that, Tony.
No problem.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Earlier, we had Rachel from Winchester on, talking about Ariana being the most followed woman in the world on Instagram. Rachel's over there, been on Insta 3 years, 3 followers. Lisa from Bangor, Northern Ireland's been on. This won't make you feel any better, Rachel. There's an account that just posts the same picture of a microwave every day. It's like, same microwave. How does this happen? Guess how many followers?
Oh, I don't know. What, 10,000 or something?
6,851.
Yeah, it's
picture
ridiculous.
Of a microwave. Scott Mills. Last time, we called these companies on funny business. This was my one.
Tattoo and piercing.
Sorry?
Foreskin, tattoo and piercing studio. Can I help you?
So that was your one that you made me call?
Yep.
And then I got you to call this company.
Hey, you're through the Grullers?
Sorry, say that again. I think I misheard you.
Hello, you are through to Growlers.
Growlers.
Growlers, yeah.
In 10 minutes, more funny business. I just can't believe we haven't run out. There are so many good company names. Keep them coming. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk if you see one in your area. Scott Mills. Radio 1. Okay, it's time for funny business. Very simple. I give Chris a company to call. He gives me one. We don't know who we're calling. Can't laugh. Keep it simple.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, simplicity is the key to this game. We've had some classics in the past.
Simplest ideas are the best ideas. Okay, so you're going to go first today.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to punch this number in now. You can't laugh.
Yeah.
All right.
A good one?
Good luck. Yeah, it's a good one, I think. Okay, don't laugh. Here we go.
Good afternoon, Bumble Whole Foods.
Sorry, I'm not sure I've got the right number here. Can you just say that again?
Bumble Whole Foods?
Bumhole Foods.
No, Bumble Whole Foods.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I'm ringing the right place.
You are.
And you're a supermarket?
No, we're not, no. We produce egg products.
Ah, okay. And did you come up with the name?
I did not, no. It's based on where we are. We're on Bumble Whole Lane.
Of course. And the eggs that you lay,
no,
are you... Are you? Are they from the Bumble Hole?
No, I don't lay them personally.
No, of course not. Of course not. But the hens, are they laying these from
Bumble?
Well,
we don't have any. Yeah, we don't have any chickens here. So we basically we break the egg. We sell whole liquid egg or egg yolk or egg whites, and we sell it to the food industry.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's niche. So you,
yeah.
So, okay, cool. All right, so if I want some liquid eggs, Bumble Hole's the one.
Bumble Hole is the way to go.
Thank you so much for taking our call. Cheers, then.
That's okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, bye.
Bye.
Have we gone? Yeah. There was a time where I was on the liquid eggs.
Liquid eggs? Talk to me about that, then. That threw me.
You just buy it in, like, bottles.
What's the point?
Just protein.
Is it?
A lot of protein, yeah.
So that company there, they're like they're taking the shells off the eggs and then just bunging them in a blender.
Just standard liquid eggs, mate.
Ah, Bumble Hole.
Yeah, straight from the Bumble Hole.
Great, what a place, lovely place. Lovely lady as well. Yeah. Right, your turn.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, this is a great one. Now, I, you know what? People that are big fans of the Scott Mills Show will have heard this one before, but it's one of my favourite, and I think a lot of people have missed it.
Right.
Even people in the office hadn't heard this one when I suggested it earlier, so I think we go again. It's a good one.
Okay.
All right?
I may have heard it before.
Maybe.
All right, cool.
Maybe.
I probably won't remember.
Might have forgotten about it. We've done this a lot, haven't we?
Okay, all I'm ready.
No laughing is the only rule.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello, Case Creamery. Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
Could you say the company name?
Case Creamery.
Oh, Case Creamery. Well, whereabouts are you?
Dawlish, Devon.
And what do you do there with the cream and Case?
We sell ice cream, pasties, fudge, biscuits, cider.
Okay, I get the creamery bit, but who's Gay?
It's my family name.
Oh, I see. What's your first name?
John.
John Gay. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Who are you?
My name is Scott Mills, and I'm calling from the radio, Radio 1.
Ah, hi there.
Hi. Just wanted to give you a call and chat that was your company name. And it is?
Yeah, it is. It's been in my family for 100 years, so when it was set up, it didn't mean very much. But obviously now it has a different meaning.
Next time I'm in Dawlish, I'll pop in.
Yeah, come in. The ice cream's on me.
All right, thanks, John. Nice to speak to you.
All right. Nice one. Bye. Cheers. Bye.
I do remember it. It's a good one.
Is that the slogan that they actually use there? The ice creams are on me. For Gay's Creamery.
Gay's Creamery, the ice creams are on me. Scott Mills. Excited for this tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I have an announcement. A big announcement.
Radio 1's big weekend is back.
The biggest of all weekends.
Find out where it is and the first six names on the lineup tomorrow morning from 8.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
How much I have to pay you to say it now?
Oh, probably not that much, worryingly.
Really?
But would you want that on you, knowing that we've had this discussion on the radio? Like, this is the discussion we should have whilst the songs have been played.
I mean, it would really mess up Greg's announcement, which I don't really want.
No.
But I'm just being interested in how much I could actually make off you. Do you know where it is, yeah?
How much you'd make off me or how much you'd give me, do you mean?
Yeah, how much I'd give you, yes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Tricky. That's a very tricky question.
You do know where it is, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so will you tomorrow from 8:15. It's been really hard not to say it.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
So, this is my absolute nightmare. Every time it gets near to announcing where Big Weekend is, like the day before, I have nightmares about saying it early. And this is my radio nightmare, which has already happened. Shout out to Marianne Hobbs over on Six Music, who has had an absolute nightmare. And
it is tricky, though.
This is what I fear happening. And like, it's just so easy to do. Bless you, Marianne. They're also doing a festival over on Six Music. I mean, she's trying to keep it a surprise.
As you may know, we took the Six Music Festival to many different cities across the UK, to Manchester and Tyneside, then Bristol and Glasgow. And to find out where we're going this year, who's playing and how to be there, you need to check Lauren Laverne's show from 7:30 in the morning on Tuesday. And then we will be live in Liverpool, won't we, Helen, afterwards? Oh, maybe not.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Katie is in Cardiff. Hiya.
Hiya, you okay?
Yeah, it's really sunny where you are, right?
Oh, it's lovely. I'm actually in Cornwall at the moment, travelling around. But yeah, having a fabulous time.
The best. Cornwall in the sunshine. Lush.
Literally, like ice creams at the go, you know?
Mm. Yeah, everyone's forward into thinking it's summer. Until...
I don't even have a jacket on. I don't know what's happening.
I know. Chris had a barbecue the other day and it was like the sun went down and it was like, oh, actually, yeah, it's really...
it's really cold. Everyone had
really
gone
cold.
Inside.
Yeah.
Are you seeing, like, what... Are we talking peak? What area of Cornwall are we in? Are we seeing surfers where we are?
Yeah, so I was in Newquay this morning. So yes. Hotel, like, had four windows, had surfers going on. Obviously, I preferred watching them from the window because they looked freezing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, so I'm just travelling back to Cardiff now.
Okay.
That's exactly it, Scott. Whenever we're in Newquay, right, it's always nice to see people surfing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we'd be awful at it.
I'd be awful and it'd be freezing. So you go ahead. It looks nice.
Exactly. I'm down for a paddle, but that's it.
Yeah. So you're in Cornwall. Why?
I work for Cardiff Met University, so I travel around speaking to students to encourage them to just go to university, really.
Okay, fair play. All right, so let's get down to it. Who do you normally pick on bangers?
I have to say, I normally go for Chris because, Scott, your choices are terrible. I'm on the road all the time listening, and I've never picked you, Scott, so you're going to have to pull something out of the bag.
Wow.
Sorry.
That was more brutal than we maybe expected, Katie. All right.
I've lost the last 10 out of 12.
Yeah.
Like, how do these people get through?
Yeah. Don't be harsh about it. All right, then, let's do it.
All right, this is my one. Don't even know why I'm bothering, but yeah. It's Fat Joe.
It's Fat Joe.
It's Fat Joe. What's love? I think Ashanti's on this one as well, yeah. Wait, are you feeling that, Katie?
Okay.
All right, Katie, you can have Fat Joe, or you can have my choice today, which is this. This is a banger. This is Block Party, Banquet.
Okay.
Okay. So, I was dead nervous not to speak to you guys just because of making the wrong choice, because I know the backlash that happens all the time.
Yeah.
However, I feel like it's been made a bit of an easier choice for me. So I hope that the nation don't hate it. But I've got to say, Chris, you've pulled it out of the bag again.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with Block Party.
Go on. No, what's going on here then? On strike?
Where's the envelope? Where's the golden envelope that I need to...
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'm going to open that tomorrow.
Yeah, we had this thing, Katie, just to explain that we'd have an envelope, an emergency one, in the back of the studio with one song in. So at some point in the year, Scott could reach for it. Or me, if bangers wasn't going our way. And I think that's what you're trying to do now, reach for the envelope. But we can't find it. So just get on Block Party. Let's do this.
Gone off topic.
No, not at all.
Radio 1's Life Hacks.
1.
The Snow
getting away from it. Some things are just pretty hard to talk about.
It's probably easier to start or find a relationship before. It's basically just like whoever's down your road, wasn't it?
But on the Life Hacks podcast, we're not squeamish. We are not embarrassed.
When we thought, oh, let's do it in our underwear to show that runners' bodies come in all shapes and sizes, yeah, right? We were worried about the chafing.
From mental health to modern relationships, sex and more.
We say what no one else will. Radio 1's Life Hacks with Katie Thistleton and Dr. Rada. Download it now on BBC Sounds.
Thank you, Ree. Thanks, Ree, for your support at this difficult time. How does Scott always lose bangers? He literally picks bangers every time. My mind is blowneth.
The problem is here now, it's gone on a while, this. What's that, like 10 out of 13, something like that?
I think it's time for me to hang up my headphones.
Well, what you are is sorry.
Sorry?
Sorry, you've lost the dressing room.
What are you on about?
Sorry. The Chelsea manager.
How... I've lost the dressing room.
Yeah, what's happened here is everyone's sort of rolling against you now on bangers. That's what I mean.
I've lost the crowd.
The tide's turned
almost. You mean I've lost the crowd?
Yeah, yeah, people are answering back, that kind of thing.
I'm quitting.
Sorry, Mills.
I'm going to quit.
You're quitting? God, I never thought it'd be like this.
Yeah, someone else can do it.
Well, I'm probably the next obvious choice then, aren't I?
Chris Stark. 1 to 4, you don't need me anymore. Don't need me.
Wow.
I don't know what to do.
I think, listen, it's only Tuesday. Do you know what I've noticed is Monday and Tuesday tend to be a bad day for you. So just get it back tomorrow. All good. All right? Come on.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
I love you guys. You always got my back, you know. Don't worry, Scott, says Matt in Manchester. Don't be too down. The momentum will shift again. You were flying a few weeks ago. Just let Chris pick the streets again. You'll be laughing.
That's so true. There are times that we've been doing this game and I've been losing a lot, and vice versa. It just sort of happens. Different times of the year, different mood of the nation.
Craig says stop sulking. It's really not attractive.
That's fair.
It's not, is it? Tomorrow's a brand new day, Scott. Come on, fight. Don't give up. So inspirational. Thanks, Nat, in North Cornwall. Coming up, our listener Nicole meets her absolute favourite celeb in the whole world. This is when she told us who it was. In your ideal world, who would you love to chat with?
Eamon Holmes. I just really like him.
You're not going to get a rough ride there either, are you? It'll be a pleasant interview.
Yeah, I really like him. He's so warm and so cosy.
Scott Mills.
And now on Radio 1, the first in our new series, Nicole Meets, where our amazing listener Nicole from Pontypridd meets her absolute heroes. Hello, Nicole!
Hello!
How are you?
I'm very excited.
And so you should be.
I'm really nervous, Scott.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're about to be connected to the nicest man in all of the show business.
Okay.
All right? No, I don't know, Scott, because I think that puts the pressure on a little bit. Because, Nicole, after you hear that he is actually really nice in real life as well, you can't screw this up, can you? You know what I mean?
I'm shaking. Like, I'm actually physically shaking.
Don't, honestly. So, I asked you to draw up a list of your absolute favourite celebrities last week. And tell me who was top of the list.
Eamon Holmes.
Why was that?
Because he's amazing and he's so warm and cosy.
He is warm and cosy.
Lovely.
All right, so have you been prepping some questions?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear these.
It's not going to be sort of... Man, she goes full Paxman on the situation, like real hard-hitting.
Yeah.
I'm sure that won't be the case. Nicole, I think you should just really enjoy this. It's going to be great.
I'm really nervous.
Should we do it?
Yeah, go on.
Nicole?
Yeah?
You've got one more song to wait.
Scott Mills.
When you've heard this next interview, let us know your reaction, your instant reaction, please, on 81199. It's time. Nicole...
Hello.
And this is Nicole Meets. Don't be nervous, just enjoy the next few minutes, okay?
Okay.
I'm now connecting you to number one celebrity on your list that you want to interview. Nicole, meet Eamon Holmes. Eamon Holmes, please meet Nicole.
Nicole, good afternoon to you.
Oh, my God. Hello. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm going to cry.
Am I really top of your list, or did Scott, yeah, could he just not get anybody else?
No, you are, honestly. I can't, oh my God, I'm shaking.
Don't be shaking. It's just a conversation between you and me. Imagine you and me are in your local cafe or in your sitting room or down at the pub or whatever, and we just talk away.
Down Spoons. Yeah, okay. Imagine you're in Spoons with Eamon.
Oh, I'd have him on the shot.
Yeah.
Great. Well, with that in mind, Nicole, you need to ask some questions.
Okay. All right, Nicole, question one.
Eamon, can you do a Welsh accent or can you speak any Welsh words?
Well, the only Welsh accent I could do was something like that. And it happened to me with a lovely, gorgeous woman called Catherine Zeta-Jones. And she turned to me and she said to me, I'd just eaten dough balls and pizza in Pizza Hut. And I came out and she was standing there and she chatted to me and she said to me, let's not stand here. Have you eaten? And I lied and I said, no, I haven't. And we went in and ate more pizza and dough balls. The result being, I can never look a dough ball in the face again.
What? So Catherine Zeta-Jones was outside the pizza place and you went in and had seconds because you're too polite to say no?
Not too polite. I fancied her. I thought she was gorgeous. I thought, well, am I going to turn down and say, no, I've eaten, Catherine. I've eaten. Dog, fine. Don't worry. Of course I wasn't going to say that.
That's incredible.
Amen. Can I tell you something? Literally, I watch you every time you're on this morning, and I love you.
That's amazing. I knew there had to be somebody out there somewhere.
Nicole, wait, another question?
Have you ever been to Wales? And if so, where have you been?
Oh my goodness, yes. Oh, and I've been to Rhyl, I've been to, where did I do the general election from? Wrexham. I go to Cardiff all the time for football and weekends away. What's the place outside Cardiff? If you're on the road, the Celtic Manor. What's that area called?
Yeah, that's Newport.
I've been to the Celtic Manor.
Oh gosh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see more of Wales. I would like to see more of Wales and the coastline.
Pardon?
Camponti.
All right, there's a theme here with the questions. next question, Nicole.
Who gets on your nerves most at this morning?
By far and away, Ruth.
Why is that?
Because she's very contrary and she's very bossy and so she gets on my nerves. Most people are quite nice to me and listen to me or ask me for advice. Not my wife, Nicole. No, not her.
Okay, the last question I got is, have you ever needed a toilet whilst you was on air?
Have I ever needed the toilet whilst I was on air?
Yes,
because now when you get to my age and stage, you can rarely go an hour without using the loo. And this morning lasts for 2 hours, so that's probably 2 visits.
Oh, no.
So do you have to time it for the ad break, Eamon?
Ad break, you've got to hold on to the ad break, and then usually it's a rush between Ruth and myself because she'll say, I want to go, and one of us has to stay in the studio. I said, I don't care who says in the studio, I'm going. I'll leave the studio empty. But she's very goody two shoes and obeys all the rules. And so basically, I'll elbow her out of the way to get to the loo before her.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Eamon, you're an absolute gent, and thank you for being on the first Nicole Meet. Nicole, anything else you want to say to Eamon before he goes?
Just keep being you, Eamon. Just keep being you.
You're a very lovely girl, very, very lovely girl, and thank you for choosing me as your number one.
You're welcome, Eamon. Thank you for being on the phone with me.
Scott Mills.
Nicole?
Oh, my God.
You all right?
That was nerve-wracking, wasn't it?
How are you feeling now?
I feel I really appreciate it, like really happy.
Like one of the best days of your life so far, you think?
Yeah, the sun's out, I just spoke to him and all, couldn't get any better.
Get on the dark fruits, I reckon.
Get straight on the fruits.
Straight on the strongbow.
A flag and a fruits. Wow, that's number one celebrity in your life ticked off the list. You've just spoken to Eamon Holmes.
I can't believe it. I, oh honestly, I can't believe it. I just can't. Until I hear it back, I can't believe it.
It definitely was him.
I couldn't understand him sometimes because of his accent.
Who's next on the list? Deborah Meaden.
Deborah Meaden. I would love to interview Deborah Meaden. That would be amazing.
All right, OK. Leave it with me, all right?
OK.
More Nicole Meets coming soon.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Kieran.
Hi, Scott.
How can I help?
Just absolutely buzzing for you in the bingo tomorrow.
Oh, yes, it's back after a hiatus of a week. Bingo is back. Yeah. Tomorrow, and it's going to be a good one. You know why? Because it's Emily Atack, who is always comedy gold. Love her.
Cheers. Oh, I think
the spray will be hard because she's done it before. And do you know what I mean? When there's another time round of doing innuendo bingo, you really, really go for it.
It's been a few.
That's why we love it.
It's been a few years, I think, since Emily's done it.
Mm.
A lot's happened since then. You got married, she went into the jungle.
That's
all
right.
Sorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Emily Atack, innuendo bingo, make sure you're here for it.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Beatrice.
Hello.
Right, tell me who you are a massive fan of at the moment.
Got to be Nicole. She's like, she kills me.
Welsh Nicole. Listener Nicole.
Yeah,
she's the best.
Being Nicole.
Did you hear it earlier when she got to interview Eamon Holmes?
Yeah, I had to keep running in from my balcony.
So
to,
good.
To listen to her.
Eamon's her favourite celebrity. This is our listener Nicole from Pontypridd. And this is the moment where she got to speak to her actual hero.
Nicole, good afternoon to you.
So good. I just wonder who we can get her to meet next. She's quite keen on Deborah Meaden. Would you want to hear that, Beatrice?
I would. That and Gemma Collins.
Oh,
after
my God.
Deborah.
Would be amazing, please. Also. BBC Radio 1. Yeah. We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Subscribe, rate this podcast, leave a review, and tell your friends.